Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about something that plagues every company at some point.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And Steli kind of had an experience that I haven't heard yet, or some experiences. So I'm dying to hear them and talk about this. But it's basically the idea of, like, how do you communicate internally inside your company? So yeah, Steli, take it from here.
Yeah. Especially, like, there's obviously the kind of internal communication is such a big topic. The one thing that I'd like to zero in on, because we are going through this, and I've just personally had to go through this a couple of times, and I'm currently working with leadership at close on this, is when people who are leading teams are giving presentations either for those teams or company-wide, right? And this could be a monthly report, like, hey, let's, you know, a summary of what happened last month and what we are projecting or our goals for next month. It could be a big project that was concluded or that is planned, any kind of communication where somebody that is responsible for a project is sharing either learnings, pros and cons, or what has happened or what is about to happen with people. One big trend that I see, one thing that I've seen again and again and again, is that people will go through the, and this is a general communication challenge, they'll go through the simple work of just collecting information, right? So let's say I'm running a sales team, February concluded, so I'm doing a summary of what happened in February, and it's a slide, and let's say there's like six bullet points, and it goes, we had a, whatever, 20% conversion rate, we closed this amount of customer, our goal was this revenue, but we only had that, hit that revenue, with this one audit that affected closing two deals, we had, like, just reporting on a bunch of information, a bunch of numbers, a bunch of random events that happened. Just, yeah, go ahead.
No story.
No story whatsoever.
That's what you're trying to get at, right?
Yes. No story. There, you instantly got it, right?
So yeah, I was like, wait, I've heard this before.
Yeah. So you look at this and basically as an audience, as like the sales team, or let's say the company that is seeing or getting this presentation about the sales results of last month, as a team member, as an employer of the business, I look at that slide and now I am burdened with doing all the hard work. You were just lazy. You plastered the slide with a shit ton of random numbers and information. And now I have to look at it and ask myself, what does this mean? What does it all mean? What of all of this is important? Did we do a good job or not? If we learned something, what was it? What are we changing? Like, I have to do all the interpretation. You're giving me no story. You're giving me 10 random facts and characters, and you think I'm going to be entertained by that, right? Just sitting there and putting these characters and events together in some kind of a story that would entertain me as much as watching a movie. Like, people are overwhelmed by the amount of information, and they're underwhelmed by how much of that they can A, remember, or B, the meaning. There's just no context or meaning. Right? There's no narrative. And to me, that's kind of, that is the worst type of internal presentation you can have. You're basically just wasting everybody else's time. You're making the company worse because you're polluting people with, overwhelming them with information that's not meaningful or actionable to them. It sounds like you've heard and seen this before many, many times. I'm sure we're not the only ones. This is just a general challenge, right?
Yeah, it's a big deal. Look, like, people are just not used to presenting. They're not used to creating that experience for other people where they're motivated and they're compelled by what they see. These internal presentations are actually not that different than you, Steli, giving a talk at a conference.
Right.
They're not. We treat them differently. We make them really dry. We don't tell the story, but at the end of the day, it's internal marketing. That's essentially what you're doing. And so, you know, my way of thinking about this stuff is like, you know, if it's kind of like, make sure that you're not like, I'll give you an example. How about that? Mm. So I make these emoji decks. I actually tweeted about one the other day. I was like, oh, the first emoji in this emoji deck that we make for our product team. And I said we make it, but for the product team, the duck. And look, like the deck has emoji. And literally, it's like, it says FYI on the first slide. I make these every week that I can. I make it myself because I tend to know what everyone's working on. And it has FYI logo on the first slide. Then every other slide is literally like one like headline, like latest designs or login design or whatever with an emoji. And then different people on the team are talking about it. And I'm picking on them, so to speak. Not really picking on them, but you know, like there's a slide or two or three for each person and there's just an emoji. And then people are wondering, what's the emoji for? And you know, it just creates a, like in a way, it's like a story. Like I had the duck one because we're working on a bunch of stuff and like things look really calm above the water, but underneath the water, it's like a duck. And the duck is just scrambling with their feet, right? That's why I used it. So it's like, hey, like you don't have to make it, it's not hard. You know, it's like a couple words at most and an emoji and then someone talking in the meeting. And I know that's not like a presentation with stats or anything, but hey, it's a literal like people missed my decks when I couldn't do them for like a month or two. And so I just did literally this week, I did one of these again after like last time I did it was like 2 months ago. I haven't had the time to do it. And it's crazy like how people just like stuff like that. So, you know, it's like add some emoji. I'm not kidding. Add some emoji. It's okay. Even if it's corporate, like just add some emoji, like make it look good. Like make it look good, meaning like make it a story. Like when there's stats, like if the stats don't look good, right, then put a sad face. Like I'm kind of bummed out about this stat. I'm bummed out about this metric. We went down in signups since last week or whatever, right? And it's because of X, Y, and Z. It's almost like in a way, when you make these presentations, you could think of it like if I'm talking to a close friend, what are the kind of things I'd say? Because your team is basically close. Like they're close to you. Like no pun intended. Yeah. And that's important, right? Like, so I feel like we are not trained on this, especially in startup land. And then the corporate side of it is very, very like,